Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
Nutrition educator Roseanne Doran joins us from Cornell Cooperative Extension, Fulton and Montgomery counties. Good morning, Roseanne.
Good morning, Bob.
March is not only a big month for basketball, it's a big month for nutrition.
It is. If it's March, it's National Nutrition Month.
Really?
So it is, and it has been since 1973. Well, actually, in March of 1973, it was a week-long event, and then it became a month-long event in 1980. It's actually sponsored by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, which was formerly called the American Dietetic Association.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a campaign that focuses attention on the importance of making informed food choices and developing sound eating and physical activity habits.
Mm. I have a bag of carrots in the refrigerator.
That's a start.
Okay.
That's a good snack.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm surprised sometimes because Audrey actually told me, why don't you leave that there? Because I will tend to grab one of those instead of a pretzel sometimes, you know?
A pretzel?
Yeah, in other words, I sometimes will now take the carrot instead of a pretzel. I presume that's a better choice.
Oh, absolutely it's a better choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Well,
yeah, the pretzel, well, the carrot is providing you a much more nutrient-dense, eating experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be better for your body. You know, pretzels are usually pretty low in fat or fat-free, but they don't have that much to contribute unless they're whole grain. You know, they're kind of a filler.
Yeah.
We get in trouble with those.
Yeah,
we do. In the 80s and 90s, the big push was fat-free everything, and people got fatter.
Isn't that something?
They did. They got fatter because they thought they could just eat. They forgot about calories.
I see. They avoided fat.
Correct.
Yeah. So what's up with the Nutrition Month? Do you have a program coming up or anything in particular you'd
like
to focus on?
We had scheduled a program earlier in the month, the fishing for health, but so that's over now, and next month we will be featuring a class called DASH to Your Garden, and DASH actually stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. So so I don't want to talk too much about that, but it is coming up. What I would call people's attention to is our website at www.ccefm.com, and if you visit our nutrition page, Nutrition and Health, you go to Programs and then slide over to Nutrition and Health, and there are, in our news feed, we always feature, articles, topics of interest about nutrition, tips, and, you know, if there's some new announcement to be made about, like, for instance, key nutrition information for most popular meat and poultry products,
mm-hmm.
is now happening.
Sure.
So if you think about it, there was a nutrition facts label on most of your processed foods, but you don't find them on vegetables or meats. So you can read about that, about the USDA's decision to require certain popular meats and poultry.
Really? Well, let me see if I get this. I mean, it's something I think I'm understanding now.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the government's going to have, like, you buy a hamburger, it's going to have more nutrition information on it?
More nutrition information, yeah. So you get a real idea of how much, you know, fat, protein, carbohydrate, and so forth. So you can make an informed decision. This is about making informed decisions. There are so many choices out there, it's hard, sometimes hard, to sort through them. And, people need to make those decisions based on their own, health and their own interests,
mm-hmm.
And their own needs.
Because when you, for example, to stick with a hamburger, I mean, they tell you what percent, again, going back to fat, right? Or they say
right.
It's so much lean or percent lean, but it'll be more than that?
Yes. It'll be the full nutrition facts label. So It will give you how much, you know, they'll give you the nutrition information for a particular amount, so many ounces, let's say, of ground meat. If it's a 4 ounce, you know, that's a quarter pounder, right?
Right.
4 ounces. It'll tell you exactly how much protein, how much of that is fat, how much of it's protein, and so forth. The number of grams per serving, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you go out, even the fast food thing, they make those burgers so big. I mean, I eat
they
them
do.
Gladly, but, well, anyway, they do make them big.
They do make them big. I do want to give a shout out, because it is National Nutrition Month, and it is sponsored by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, to our local hospitals and registered dietitians. And it's always a good idea if you have some kind of a medical condition that requires you to adjust, you know, how you eat, to make an appointment with a registered dietitian. We do not provide medical nutrition advice to individuals. We can help them with the information they bring back to us, but we can't do that through Cooperative Extension. So I would just mention that, and particularly anybody diagnosed or recently diagnosed with diabetes, or even if they've had diabetes but it might be out of control, it's very important to work with someone who can, you know, guide you on the specifics. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to mention that as
sure.
well. And to if you visit, again, if you're if you visit our nutrition and health page, there will be you will find many links to useful websites, and one of which is the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And and there is a games and quizzes section, and it's really a lot of fun, and I thought if there was time, Bob, we could rate your plate.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so now you have to trust me, and I'm doing this interactively. I'm sitting in front of my computer.
Roseanne, I trust you.
Okay, so are you eating right, Bob? Rate your eating habits with this quick quiz. Okay, we're going to start. Do you consider nutrition when making food choices? Most days, sometimes, or never?
Sometimes.
Okay, be honest. Okay, do you avoid skipping meals?
Yes. Oh, that's one thing I do. I always email. I must say, I'll get in a lot of trouble for this. It just seemed to me that the women I know will say, well, I just forgot about breakfast. I've never forgotten about any meal, ever, Rosie.
Okay, so most days you avoid skipping meals. That's
correct.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
Do you include three or more whole grain foods daily?
Maybe. Probably not. I mean, I eat whole grain bread now.
Uh-huh. Good. So. Most days. So we'll say sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not never.
I'm a sometimes
okay.
guy, yeah.
Do you eat at least 2 cups of vegetables daily?
That might be tough. Probably not.
Okay. Well.
I mean, I like the vegetables. I'll have them.
I know. I have to admit, I didn't know what to put there.
I got the carrots in the refrigerator.
Yeah, and we always have a great big green salad, so yeah. I have at least a cup and a half there.
Yeah,
so.
I usually have a salad.
Yeah, so we probably do. But anyway, do you vary your veggies with dark green and orange varieties?
Not so much. It's mainly green, except for the carrots now. You know, I'm really, really leaning on these carrots, you know, like
okay.
I've discovered gold or something.
You know? Well, you can, how about yellow or red peppers? They're delicious.
Yeah, they are. I don't go out of my way to get them. I really should, but I don't. Because
mm-hmm.
I like them. I do love peppers. I love the spicy food, you know. I love the Spanish food and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah.
Good. Okay, do you eat it? At least 2 cups of fruit daily.
Well, yeah, I'm into the. I always have an apple every day, and sometimes an apple and a banana. And
you drink juice?
Yes, I do have orange juice. I
every morning?
No, I buy I buy a quart a week.
Oh,
and I'm the only one who drinks it, and so I drink it. You know,
well,
that
that's most days.
Yeah,
that sounds like
yeah.
most days. With
yeah.
that plus that in your apple or your banana.
I do like the fruit.
Okay, So do you get 3 cups of low-fat or fat-free milk, yogurt, or cheese daily?
Oh, the cheese, no doubt. I mean, I'm eating cheese all the time.
Okay.
And occasionally yogurt. You know, I get that Faye yogurt because I figure it helps the local economy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very good. That's excellent. That's a good, really good source of protein and calcium. That's really a nutritional.
That was the basis of dinner last night. A Faye yogurt.
Oh yeah, I've done that more. I tend to do that more with lunch, but
yeah.
My husband likes a traditional dinner. When I suggest pancakes for dinner, that doesn't make him happy.
Oh, I'd have the pancakes.
Or forget yogurt. Yogurt would not be dinner.
I see.
That would be dessert.
Okay.
Okay, do you choose lean meats and poultry?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, because I do eat a fair amount of fast food, you know, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't make an effort to choose lean meats?
I don't. Audrey does when she goes out, but yeah.
Audrey does?
Yeah.
So I'm going to click sometimes because she does it for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you vary your protein with more fish, beans, and nuts?
Never eat fish.
You never eat fish?
Hate fish.
So you eat poultry and red meat?
Yes.
Mainly?
And nuts. Okay. I love peanut butter. If I had peanut butter, that's all I'd eat. You know, we could go on. I do have to stop at some point.
Okay, there's only one more.
Okay.
Sometimes. Do you try to limit saturated fat and trans fat?
Well, yes, but, you know, I don't really pay that much attention to it. So.
Yeah. So, you know, so what this quiz does, it raises your awareness. So your score is 12. So you're on track.
On track.
You are on track. A few easy changes will make your total eating plan healthier.
And you can take this quiz on the website of Cornell Cooperative Extension.
Well, no, you can get a link to it.
A link to the
quiz. You have to go to the Eat Right. On the left, there is a link to the eatright.org. And what you want to do when you get there is, and I'll try to have Karen post a direct link to this. But before that, if people take a look, they need to go to Eat Right and then do a search for National Nutrition Month or NNM, you know, National Nutrition Month. So.
Well, thank you, Roseanne. That was
fun. Well, you're welcome.
And enjoy the rest of Nutrition Month.
Thank you. You too. Eat those carrots.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Roseanne Doran, nutrition educator, Cornell Cooperative Extension.